AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly today. Donna Water reports he was defiant.
Please, order in the hall.
Dozens of delegates from multiple nations walked out of the UN General Assembly hall right before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu began his speech, during which he scolded countries that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Your disgraceful decision will encourage terrorism against Jews and against innocent people everywhere. It will be a mark of shame on all of you.
Netanyahu said that Israel must finish the job against Hamas and that Western leaders may have buckled under pressure, but Israel won't. The prime minister also called accusations against Israel of genocide on the Palestinians as baseless, saying Israel has been feeding the Palestinians and has warned them to get out of harm's way. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump said today there has been progress toward a Gaza ceasefire deal.
I think it's a deal that will get the hostages back. It's going to be a deal that will end the war.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says federal law enforcement agents will be arriving in Memphis next week with a focus on crime.
Memphis is a world-class city, and before us, we have a generational opportunity to make Memphis a safe city.
That sound from WATN-TV. Lee says 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases and will include the National Guard. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge accelerated last month. The PCE shows prices up 2.7% from August a year ago. Stocks closed the week with gains after three down days. The S&P rose 0.6%. The Dow added nearly 300 points, or 0.7%. The NASDAQ up about 0.4%. All three were lower for the week. This is AP News. New rules may be ahead for working in the UK.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced British citizens and permanent residents will have to produce a mandatory digital identification card in order to get work, reviving a contentious idea in an effort to show that the government has control of the country's borders. Starmer says the plan will help reduce unauthorised immigration by making it harder for people to work in the underground economy.
Our immigration system does need to be fair if we want to maintain that binding contract that our politics is built on. Otherwise, it undermines trust, undermines people's faith that we're on their side, and their belief that the state can and will work for them.
Britain has not had compulsory identity cards for ordinary citizens since shortly after World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.